The Newark Museum of Art exhibition is called Norman Bloom Metamorphosis, 5 decades of art with pieces dating back to Bloom's time in France from the late 1940s, New York abstract expressionism paintings of the 50s, and even a number of late works finished before Bloom's death in 1999.
Abstract expressionism, it was a movement that privileged the gesture. The artist would fling paint and create works that embodied their own personality, and Bloom became part of that movement, and he's best known for that.
Jay Grimm, art advisor, appraiser, and dealer, is the guest curator of the Norman Bloom Metamorphosis exhibition at the Newark Museum of Art.
Over time, even though he always loved abstract expressionism and the slashing gesture, the female figure crept in, and by the end of his career, it was an overt influence. So if you look at the very largest painting in the show, which is called Persephone, that came from 1995, it is a huge three-panel piece, what we call a triptych, and there are countless numbers of figures in there, both big and small, that make up this incredible vision that some people have likened to heaven and hell, or death and birth, death and rebirth.
Really, him pulling from some 50 years of painting abstract and figural and ornamental forms.
Tricia Bloom is the curator of American art at the Newark Museum of Art. No relation to the artist Norman Bloom, but definitely a fan.
He was intentionally seeking a sense of spirituality in his painting.
There's one more piece I want to talk about over here. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's a haiku or some sort of poem on it.
So this is a piece that Norman made in collaboration with the poet John Yao, and you can see the two signatures here. Norman had this deep interest and engagement with poetry. I mean, in the 1950s, he did a whole series of collaborations with Frank O'Hara. We have one of those examples here.
I see Sam Spade here. That's a Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, this is a great example of the personality types that come together. I mean, they're both very fluent, very immersed in high art, but also very much engaged in like the beauty of everyday life. Both engaged, they both love detective novels. So that's where Sam Spade comes from.
Bloom also had a love of classical and jazz music. Exhibit curators Jay Grimm and Tricia Bloom say the artist painted to a soundtrack and even spoke of an exhibition where a string quartet would perform live to accompany his work. And while that won't happen at the Newark Museum of Art, the curators say visitors are treated to a first-of-its-kind chronological layout of work from a great American painter. Norman Bloom Metamorphosis at the Newark Museum of Art opens to the public on February 13th. In Newark, I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.